Ayaw paawat si Pauline Hanson ng One Nation sa kampanya niyang ipagbawal ang pagsusuot ng burka.
Banning burka! Yep.
Pero para sa Australian Federation of Islamic Councils o AFIC, ang dapat ipagbawal ay mga pahayag na tulad ng kay Hanson. Si Kay Sartrad ang ingat yaman ng AFIC.
If it was not a scarf over the hair but a scarf over the neck and it's not worn by a Muslim, they would not be able to say the same comments.
Ipinagbabawal ng sugnay na 18C ng Racial Discrimination Act ang pangungutya at pangaapi ng kapwa batay sa lahi o kultura. Maraming mambabatas ang naniniwalang mapanganib sa demokrasya ang bahaging ito ng batas. Miyembro ng Australian Human Rights Committee ang liberal na senador na si James Patterson. Annie Patterson, muling sumiklab ang argumento sa paksang ito matapos ang kasong isinampa ng aboriginal na si Cindy Pryor laban sa tatlong mag-aaral ng Queensland University of Technology ukol sa umano'y racial hatred.
Well, I think Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act as it is today is already dangerous. It already has been proven to restrict freedom of speech and we've seen that most recently from the Queensland University of Technology students case.
Sinabi ni Kay Sartrad ng isang grupong Islam na dahil idinidikta ng relihiyon nila ang nararapat na kasuotan, marami ang nangangamba sa kaligtasan ng mga kababaihang Muslim sa lansangan.
Our laws protect people from that type of harassment if it is not based on religion. Why are we excluding people based on religion? Why are we not allowing them that protection just because they follow a religion? I think there's somewhat of a double standard.
Sinabi naman ng liberal na senador David Lionhelm, hindi solusyon ang pagpapalawig ng batas ukol dito.
But of course those women who are the subject of that are also entitled to tell people who say those sorts of things, F off. I'm an Australian, I have a right to wear what I like, and I don't like what you're wearing, by the way. So clear off and leave me alone. And you know, I would encourage them to do that.
Sa mga susunod na linggo bilang bahagi ng pagsusuri sa Racial Discrimination Act, didinggin ng Australian Human Rights Committee ang panig ng iba't ibang kampo sa bansa ukol sa kung ano ang epekto ng sugnay na 18C sa kanila. Binigyang diin ni James Patterson na siyang miyembro ng komite ang kahalagahan ng pagbubukas ng isipan ukol sa issue.
One proposal that's been put forward in a private senator's bill, which I'm one of the 20 co-sponsors of, is to remove the words offend and insult from 18C, and that would leave the words humiliate and intimidate in 18C. So it would still be unlawful to humiliate or intimidate someone based on their race, but it would no longer be unlawful to offend or insult them on their race. I think that's one reasonable compromise.
Pero para kay Senator Lionhelm, mas makabubuti para sa lahat ang tuluyan ng tanggalin ang sugnay na 18C sa batas.
For those of us who are adults, we're old enough to decide for ourselves, well, do I want to keep listening? Do I want to ignore it? Do I want to argue against it myself? But just because it hurts our feelings, or we think it'll hurt somebody else's feelings, that's not a good enough reason to use the power of the law to prevent it, and that's what we're talking about here is the power of the law, not just whether we approve or disapprove.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.